T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Hour number two straight ahead. Tons to get to. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. React to a very busy wild card weekend. Super wild card weekend. Guess it wasn't that super. But there was 6 games.
It was, hey, man, it was super because it kept me occupied, bro.
Yeah, there was something on all weekend, so that was good.
Yeah, that was one thing. It kept me entertained because it was on and everything, man. And it was a quick question because this is from The tweets are watching. He was asking about, you know, could Dak have told the officials that I'm about to run a quarterback sneak? Possibly, you know, but I think that, you know, because I just remember this too. The umpire used to be behind the defensive line.
Yep.
So it used to be easier for the get the ball and all that. He didn't have to run through it because it was 2 times that he held the ball. Because one, the first time when fake punt, great. I don't know what the hell y'all thought y'all were doing after that, trying to make them burn a timeout. Like, really, Dallas? And then, because the fact that offense came on, you have to give them time to substitute.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's a delay game. Same thing. Guys coming in, you got to let them substitute. That's his job. Hold the ball until they substitute it. But no, I mean, you really don't have them at that particular time I'm about to do this, and I'm about to get down or something like that. Because even in the NFL, if it was college, Dak really did. He gave himself up, right?
Mm-hmm.
In college, that would have stopped the clock.
It
in pros, no.
Right.
Pros don't matter if no timeouts. They don't stop the clock because you've given yourself up.
Well, I also feel like the ref probably tried his hardest to get there.
Dude, he's an old man.
I don't think
he old as hell.
I don't think if you would have said, hey, we're going to run the ball here, it would be great if you would hustle up a little bit and try to help us get this next playoff.
Andy, well, we're in a 2-minute offense, right? There was always this rule right here. Save as much time as you can. If you got to give yourself up, give yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about it is, always take the ball to the official. The reason why is because they can't catch. All right? They're not an athlete like you.
You throw it at them, they're going to miss it.
Do not throw the ball at the official. In the 2-minute. Now, in the other time, you get excited, toss it over there, whatever. It ain't going to cause you. But in a 2-minute situation, you always run the ball to the period. You don't toss it to the side judge, nobody. You run straight to the middle of where the ball is, and you hand it to them.
And I don't think anyone's ever been instructed to do what the Cowboys did, which was try to set the ball themselves and then try to snap the football.
Like he really tried to set the ball. I thought he was going to get away with it.
We got it. Don't worry. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here, umpire. We don't need it. We're going. We're gonna spike the ball and keep this game going. Yeah. They lost because they executed poorly at the end of the game.
You think they're going to fire Mike?
I think there's a chance. Yeah, I think there's a chance Jerry Jones decides to do that. Let's get to that and everything else that happened this weekend here in an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour here after the wild card weekend comes to an end last night. It was also, it was nice having a Monday Night Football playoff game,
too. It was
cool,
man.
They had the Manning cast on it. It wasn't the greatest game ever, but at least you got to hear the Mannings goof off if you watched it that way.
Yeah, I heard Peyton cuss.
Yeah, he did. He cussed.
I didn't watch any of the Manning cast. I watched pretty much the regular broadcast, but I saw the clip of Peyton. It was so great.
And he didn't know his mic was on.
Yes, he didn't know his mic was on, and Eli putting on the chain was the greatest thing ever, though.
He had a note. What did he, it was a
Death Row. Row. Yeah, because Snoop Dogg gave it to him for his birthday. That was just the greatest thing ever, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The greatest thing ever, man. But yeah, and then my man The Rock. I love how he got there. He was pimping his tequila last night.
Oh yeah,
which is actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, I got neighbor Bob a bottle for Christmas, okay. And so yeah, it's actually a pretty good tequila.
It was the longest second quarter ever played.
Yeah.
So The Rock was on TV with them for like an hour and 15 minutes. The least he's gonna do is take a couple tugs off of his tequila. I don't look like he had it in the freezer too, because the bottle was all frosted
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh yeah, man.
That's a nice way. Yeah, to
but it's
tequila.
Not a bad. It's not a bad tequila, man.
Okay, I like
but
that.
But yeah, but it was so crazy. You're sitting there, you're watching like all the pre-shows and everything, and everybody kept saying the historically great wild card, super wild card weekend. Meh.
Yeah. The hype was pretty good. I don't know that it lived up to it. The 7 seeds maybe didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
They both got blown out pretty bad. Let's go chronologically, though. The Raiders lose to the Bengals. Fun win for the Bengals. First playoff win in 31 years. And Joe Burrow's cocky, and they get the big pick at the end, and everyone's fired up. So good for Cincinnati. Here's the Las Vegas side of things. And Rich Bisaccia talking about his players lobbying for him.
What a great gesture, right? How am I going to stand here and say, no, I don't think that's great, and I don't appreciate that. And it was never asked for. Actually, there were meetings that we had where I almost, you know, kind of explicitly told them, don't do that, or you don't have to do that, or that's not why we're all here. And we're not have an opportunity to put ourselves in position to win games. So, but that being said, I'm extremely grateful for the relationships that have been built with me and the players, along with the other coaches and the players, and me and the coaches. So for them to do that, I'm very thankful and grateful for that.
Man, Andy, and I tweeted out last night, you know, they showed a picture of Rich writing a handwritten letter to all the players. And, you know, I've gotten one of those letters from Rich. He is one of the most genuine people that you'll ever meet. He is a guy that people, you just love, Rich. Now, he can get on your damn nerves, especially if you don't do it right. But what coach doesn't? But, I mean, he is one of the best people I've ever met in the business, man. And, you know, I don't know if he'll get the job. I hope he does, because he's been one of those guys who, just like, you remember when Keith Armstrong was the special teams coach? Well, I played under Keith, too.
Yeah.
Those two, those special teams, they always go get a job interview, just for some reason, just for the due diligence, but never get the job. I don't know what Vegas is going to do as far as him. I know they fired Mike Mayock, which I always was curious why they gave him a job in the first place. We know why, because of John Gruden. But, yeah, I mean, just the way his players played, what a great game. Joe Burrow, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Joe Burrow's awesome.
Man, he's
Ja'Marr Chase, also awesome.
Yeah, dog. They got a nice squad, man.
Yeah, they do.
They got nice. And the thing about their squad is, I know it was the first time that, you know, they won in what, 31 years it was, Andy, that he talked
Correct.
About. Yeah. They weren't alive. Why the hell did they care?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Joe Burrow went live when that happened.
24 years
old. Yeah, they didn't care.
Ja'Marr Chase, 22 years
damn
old.
I mean, that's how they play. That's really how they play. Like, we weren't born, or we didn't watch the Bengals when they were bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they play.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it doesn't have anything to do with them. The Bengals
exactly.
were bad in the 90s and 2000s and 2010s for a lot of different reasons, not because of those guys. If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like, yes, because they didn't have me. That's why they were bad.
Yeah.
And now they do have me, and we're not bad.
Yeah,
dude, that guy.
Yeah, man.
You see him in the post-game presser with,
yes.
like, he's got his
yes.
tinted shades
yes.
on. And
yes.
He's
said, Joe B, hey, call it what it is. He arrogant as hell.
Oh, he's arrogant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it. I think Bengals fans do, too. All right, here's Bill Belichick being asked if he plans on coaching next season.
Oh, my God.
I just want to ask you, just on you personally, like, how you feel about coaching. I'm just listening to you. It sounds like you're sort of ready to turn the page to 2022 and sort of go through the process. Is it safe to say this is still something you want to do in 2022?
No, that would be accurate.
Oh, my God. Hey, man. I know that ain't Mike Reese to ask that question.
It sounded like him.
It sounded like Mike. Mike Reese, too seasoned of a damn journalist to ask him that dumb high question. Mike, you better than that.
I guess at least nobody asked him about his New Year's resolution.
Oh, God.
Although it would have been pretty damn funny if they would have after that game.
But it's so crazy, Andy. Like, you part of this media community, Andy. You tell me
how
this works.
I'm a media member.
You tell me how this works.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw it after the Dallas loss, after this loss. What makes you think, as soon as the game's over, that an owner or somebody is going to be wanting to talk about a coach's future?
I don't know.
Why did I ask the question?
Well, especially that one. Like,
yeah,
I understand asking someone in Las Vegas about Rich Bisaccia's future. That makes sense.
Does it? Right, like right immediately after the game.
At least it makes more sense than asking Bill Belichick if he's going to be back next. I don't understand that question. Now, what I do understand is that the Buffalo Bills had a historically great offensive performance in that game, and it was a hell of a lot of fun to watch the Patriots get smacked. The Patriots defense, which has been their strength,
right.
The Bills scored a touchdown on every single drive.
Seven.
They didn't punt it. They didn't turn it over. They didn't kick a field goal. They just scored touchdowns every single time they got the ball. That's never happened before.
And you
That's
remember,
insane.
Andy, you remember what we talked about before I left on Thursday? Like, Josh Allen, he needed that.
Yes, he did.
He needed a good game in Buffalo in freezing weather. Yep. Because he hadn't done it. You know how the people wanted to see Rand, I thought you said it. Well, because he had not done it.
Right.
He had not done it. And that's why I said it, and now he has, and he was spectacular.
He threw more touchdowns than he had incompletions.
He was
like
spectacular.
That stupid, like Ohio State quarterback in college against like FCS school type stuff. 21 for 25 for 308 and 5 touchdowns.
Yes, he was great.
Come on.
And then he was running the ball effectively. Singletary was running the ball, and you know they put New England in a situation where Mac Jones had to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. He had to grab back. He made some nice throws, Andy. He really, really did. But I mean, the first interception, and damn it, if I will say it again, said the Falcons should have went and got Micah Hyde, was a damn free agent from Green Bay. Said he'd be perfect for the damn Falcons. Perfect. Said it, Andy. And did you see that interception he had?
Yes, I did.
It was unbelievable.
He's a very good player.
He's a damn good player.
They've got some good safeties in Buffalo.
Yes, they do. Oh, I see. I was like, Atlanta need to go get this dude.
Yeah. They ran for $175 and 6 yards a carry.
Yes.
On a really good defense.
They busted them up,
dog. They're an offense that the knock on them was they can't run.
They busted them up.
That's a good answer in the first round of playoffs from them. Good for them. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts. Didn't have a particularly good game over the weekend, talking about being hungry for next year.
This is a feeling that will kind of simmer in our hearts, for us all. And with the youth on this football team, definitely coming back hungry.
Yeah, they're down 31-0 at one point in that game.
They
got absolutely smacked by the Bucs.
But the defensive line for Philly was keeping them in there for a second. Jalen just kept turning over the ball.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, and I'll just say it. Jalen had one of those that's why moments.
Yep.
That's why we need to maybe – and I don't believe that anymore. I do believe that, you know – I saw the progress. He got better from year one to year two, Andy. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you think he was going to get better from year two to year three? I think he probably could. I've seen him put the work in for this. He's got some work to do, man. But, I mean, just some of those interceptions, like the first one in the end zone, you can't throw it, Jalen. You can't throw it. You know, and then you think about play caller. Why the hell Devontae Smith, it took all day for y'all to get that boy the ball.
He didn't have a target until the
fourth
quarter.
And then him forcing the ball at Dallas. Goddard, you know, Thomas, great. They did what they need to do. Get the ball out in 2 seconds.
Yep.
Get the ball out in 2 seconds and allow those guys to run after the catch. But, yeah, I mean, I don't – unless you can get one of those top-tier guys, I don't see any of these quarterbacks in draft that might be better than Jalen.
No, and that's the tough situation that they're in now too, which is, okay, Jalen is in that area of at least you got to ask the question like you just did, what do you do there? But also good enough to get you into the playoffs, so you're not going to have a great draft pick anyway. It's that tough middle ground with quarterbacks where I don't know what they do. I think obviously he'll be on the team next year.
Yeah.
But is he a guy that you feel like, all right, he's obviously the future of our franchise at that position? No, he's not.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
But what do you do?
Like, what do you do with
it?
Exactly.
Are you going to gamble on a 20th overall pick and hope he develops into something? The Eagles are in a tough spot as far as that goes.
But they're in a great spot. They got three first. They got 3 ones.
They do.
You can't never go wrong with 3 ones.
15, 17, and 18 or
something. And
those
are prime positions to get you either a quarterback to compete with Jalen or go fix your roster. Fix your D-line. Go get you a linebacker. You can find some good players where they're drafting at.
Yeah, right no doubt. Three first-round draft picks in an NFL draft is pretty unprecedented.
Like, I don't know if those picks are. Are those picks high enough to get a Deshaun Watson? Or to get – I mean, that might be enough for Seattle because Seattle ain't got no damn draft picks.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that enough for to get Russell Wilson?
Could be.
Yeah.
It could be. That's an interesting proposition. Here's Sean McVay talking about how good his defense was last night.
Ultimately, the players executed, and there was a lot of guys that contributed, and the defense was phenomenal.
Yeah, the defense was getting after it, no doubt. Aaron Donald's an absolute monster. Kyler Murray also made some of the worst decisions that you're going to see a quarterback make in a playoff game. Like, that one in the end zone that ended up being a pick six.
What the hell was he thinking?
I mean, that's – That's a high school quarterback decision.
Hey, Andy, you just got to eat that.
You have to.
You got
to
eat that and bite the bullet with Duke. I mean, he looked like he didn't want to play last night. He looked disinterested. He could be hurt. I don't know, without DeAndre Hunter and all those different things. But I'm just telling you, he just looked disinterested. And the Rams, everybody that they brought in this with all the draft picks this year, everybody contributed that win. Matt Stafford was sufficient. He wasn't great, but he didn't kill you. Odell Beckham did his thing. Sony Michel was running hard. And to see Cam Akers, I ain't never seen nobody come back from an Achilles injury in July.
Yeah, that was 6 months ago.
And the way he was running the ball, I mean, you see why why people this year were looking at him as like, this dude could be the breakout star at the running back position for the Rams. This dude looked really good. And I'm glad Buda Baker's good. And he tweeted out that he's okay. But Cam Akers made him pay to see it, dog, because he saw him.
Yeah,
and that's the one thing about when you one of them little DBs like Buda and you be running and diving at folks' knees and they don't see you, when they see you and they see your little ass, and he caught him too flush.
Yeah, thank. I mean, thank.
But I'm glad he's fine.
Thank God Buda's
but that's
okay.
And Cam, I know he didn't know Buda was hurt.
He didn't know.
And he came out and apologized and everything. The Rams dump trucked him. Oh yeah, the Rams play like that, Andy. They'll beat the Bucks.
Yeah,
they'll beat the Bucks. Bucks. When is Worf coming back? Yeah, I mean, Von Miller looking pretty good. 3 sacks in 3 straight games. Looking pretty good.
They got creative last night, too. Let OBJ throw a pass. There was a handful of creative plays.
Is there anything that dude can't do on the football field? That dude's so athletic, man.
He's very good. I think he can kick, too.
Yeah.
They let him kick sometimes. OBJ is very good. That's what I always obviously go to first is, can you kick? Well, then you must be athletic. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. Well, he was obviously in Athens for the parade on Saturday. We'll talk about some of the next questions, too. We found out the future of some of these guys. What's Stetson Bennett going to do? We'll ask BA next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, all it took was a national championship.
Yeah.
And now you know the lyrics, which is awesome.
I mean, close, but I had it down packed last week, Andy.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Because Wendy reminded me before Rie came on, and I actually wrote down the words, and I couldn't find my sheet. Dang it.
It's all right, man. You had your heart in it. That's what matters most. Speaking of Wendy, we'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Back into the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. But Brandon Adams joins us Tuesdays at 11:20 in BA. I got to imagine Saturday was pretty special to be in Athens.
I have to say it was very enjoyable. It's one of those things where I think we spent a long time wondering what would it be like, and it was every bit everything I'd hoped it would be. I've never seen that many people in Athens, never seen that many people having a good time. You know, normally for a situation like that, there's another team involved, you're playing a game, and maybe there's some anxiety related to who the opponent's going to be or what they're going to do, whatever else, and this was nothing but a celebration. It was really the best kind of weird in a lot of ways because it was just a day to appreciate what this team had done, and it was a long time coming. And I just think that the celebration was befitting of the team and also just befitting of those of us who waited a long time to see this take place. We certainly made the best of it and the most of it there on that particular weekend there in Athens.
Hell yeah, B.A. And that's what Brian was talking about earlier with our producer, Brian. He was like, it was so crazy to see all those people, like I said, all the happiness, and it not be a game day because of all the we might lose this team and all these other different things. So, yeah, it looked like it was such a good time, B.A. And now it's back to business, and we know who's leaving and who's coming back. B.A., in your opinion, of the three Smiths that's coming back or whoever's coming back this year, who do you think is the most significant of them all?
Well, first of all, I'm impressed that Randy just turned the page, man. He's like, yeah. Let's put that thing in the case. Let's get back to work, which I certainly understand. Listen, I think obviously the name there is Nolan Smith. Now, I think that Christopher Smith, the safety, is a pretty big deal too, but I don't think anything eclipses Nolan from the standpoint that he really has a chance to kind of come back and be a little bit like what Azeez Ojulari was in 2020. Probably the best individual pass rusher that Smart's had since he was head coach was Azeez back in the 2020 season. Nolan, by coming back, has a chance to be that. But the other thing is, when you go and listen to the way in which Nolan spoke prior to the national championship, I mean, he pretty clearly was emerging into kind of an enforcer role for this team, and I don't think anybody better articulated what it would have meant to bring a national championship home than what Nolan did. He talked about the idea of leaving a legacy. I think the kind of legacy-minded attitude like that is clearly the kind of thing that you can kind of make into a nucleus for the upcoming season. So I think the Nolan thing yesterday, while it wasn't necessarily unexpected, I think there was a decent number of Georgia folks who kind of thought Nolan would probably come back, would certainly strongly consider coming back. The fact that that became official yesterday does become one of the first and most important building blocks for the 2022 season.
Yeah, we've heard from seemingly everybody, either coming back or going to the NFL, except for except for the quarterback. Who do you think starts at quarterback week one next year against Oregon?
Well, let me say it this way. Let me build to that, in that I think that Georgia has to have an open competition at quarterback here this year. What Stetson Bennett has done puts him on the top shelf of Georgia football history forever, because I don't care how many titles they go on to win, this was the first one, and first one in a long time anyway. And so from that standpoint, I think that he will always be appreciated, but that does not necessarily mean that he's guaranteed to be the starting quarterback next season. I give him the first rep on the first day of spring practice. Then after that, I would let the chips fall where they may. And in an open competition situation, I believe my money would probably be on Brock Vandegrift, who of all the young quarterbacks that Georgia kind of has, either potentially in the fold in future classes, currently in the fold of guys that could be in the roster, I think that Vandegrift's the most intriguing prospect. And I think he might be the guy that has the chance to kind of stabilize the Georgia quarterback situation, because even in a year in which they hoist the national championship trophy, this was obviously, as y'all are very well aware, not a drama-free year at the quarterback spot. And at some point in time, it'd be kind of nice not to have, you know, crazy quarterback stuff going on every single year.
Yeah.
And maybe Brock's the guy that allows that to happen. Or maybe Stetson Bennett surprises us all once again and doesn't relinquish this job. He has a little bit of a habit of doing that, playing well when some folks doubt him. But regardless of whether even JT had stayed, and I guess he hasn't officially entered the transfer portal, but the thought is that he's going to. I don't care who stays, who goes. It needs to be an open competition. And in an open competition, it would not surprise me if Brock, the big recruit from two cycles ago, would not surprise me if he's the guy that steps up and wins it.
Do you think that if Stetson Bennett does decide to come back, they may change some things, Brock, D.A., as far as who goes and who stays in that quarterback room?
Well, I think that – look, I think a lot of this – was just sort of destined to occur anyway. For instance, a guy like Carson Beck, who has not announced anything, but you know, he may leave. And I'm not, you know, certainly wildly speculating by saying that. This is a guy that's, you know, he's a year older than what Brock Vandegrift is. He's been there for a couple of years, and all of a sudden he probably feels his clock ticking a little bit more because, hey, you got one shot to play in college, and after 2 years he really hasn't. So he was probably going no matter what. And in the case of JT Daniels, I know there'd been some speculation of, well, maybe he would stick around and give another shot at Georgia. Does that really make any sense to anybody? Whether you thought Daniels was fairly benched or not, the fact of the matter is he wasn't playing. You know, the notion of Daniels coming back to a place that had a chance to play him healthy this year and not doing that, it never made much sense to me that he would probably do that. I mean, I'm not that surprised that he's considering going into the transfer portal. So, you know, I don't know that Bennett deciding to come back necessarily impacts Daniels all that much, because to me it would be kind of weird to, you know, sit out a portion of the year as a healthy quarterback. Now, Daniels wasn't always healthy, but when he was healthy, he wasn't playing. That maybe just a change of scenery, maybe what JT sort of feels that he needs. And, you know, because of that, he may officially put his name in the transfer portal, you know, sooner rather than later.
Let's speculate on Stetson and why we don't know yet. Does the length of time, the fact he could have told us by now and he hasn't, does that give you any indication one way or another what he might decide to do?
No, it doesn't really. And I would add to that, Andy, I know that some people have kind of speculated about what he said during the Good Morning America interview. And he's like, well, if I can trust the coaches. And then some people make a little bit of a big deal about the fact that he didn't speak during the ceremony on Saturday. I don't make a big deal about any of that. The fact of the matter is, when you, as a college kid, are 7 a.m. in the morning on Good Morning America, I'm not quite so sure that's a binding referendum. You know, in other words, I think that just being able to speak into the microphone that day was actually pretty impressive. I'm not quite so sure I hold what he says against him, especially given the fact that he's had a chance to amplify that statement since then and just sort of chose not to. And then the fact that he didn't speak during the thing on Saturday, I think was more along the lines of the fact that Georgia just wanted team captains speaking and Stetson officially not one of those. So I don't quite know why all of this is, you know, kind of playing out along the timeline that it is, but my assumption is that he does, you know, come back. And obviously, I guess I could be surprised on that, but I think eventually he will, you know, come back. And as I said before, even if he does, giving other quarterbacks a chance to make a name for themselves and have a chance to earn this job, I think is going to be imperative, even though Stetson's position in Georgia football history can never be challenged.
Big, as we go get ready for this spring and everything, and you look at what was left. We just had Chef Schaefer on the show right before we got you on here, and he's talking about this leadership thing. Because we asked him, Big, whose decision? I'm gonna say who started the, you know what, guys, we got something valuable and all these things. Let's all come back and make another run at it, which they did. They wouldn't want. Who's that guy? Is it Nolan Smith that can be that Jordan Davis of last year, that guy that pops onto to say, I think that Nolan can have one of those, like you said, Ojulari-type years. But is he like the unquestioned maybe leader of this team right now?
Well, I would also add Christopher Smith in that discussion there as well, because the safety position at Georgia has always been kind of a spot where leadership's kind of come from. Lewis Seen was that guy a year ago. Richard LeCount's been that guy before. Go back to J.R. Reed even before that. He played at an AP All-American level and was a pretty clear, important leader. And even, you know, first team Kirby had, Maurice Smith, who came over from Alabama, was kind of one of those guys there as well, although I guess he's more of a nickelback. But the point is that safety position for Georgia has kind of had that leadership mantle before. And so I would say that Christopher Smith also kind of becomes one of those guys a little bit alongside of Nolan, who I also think is just going to have a lot of emphasis on every word that he uses. And so if you try to replicate what Devontae Wyatt and Jordan Davis, what their decision was a year ago, then I think that, those become the guys who are most likely to be that. Now, in the case of Jordan, it's very hard to give you what Jordan gave you a year ago, because there was a thought that maybe Jordan Davis could have stuck in at the end of the first round last year had he chosen to go into the draft. So him coming back just carried an extra weight that's hard for anybody else to match right now. But Nolan comes close, because Nolan was the number one recruit in the country, you know, a few years ago.
Right.
And so there's a pretty big pedigree there with him. So getting him back for one more year is a really big deal, and I wouldn't discount Christopher Smith in that conversation either.
How about, real quick, B.A., I just saw this came up, B.A., this talking about that Beal has decided he's going to come back also.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's a pass-rushing guy, class of 2017, still there at Georgia. And this is one of those guys that's kind of always kind of gotten caught up in the numbers game a little bit at Georgia, but when he's had a chance to play, he's looked, you know, pretty good in doing so. So that's another one of those returns that shouldn't be discounted because Beal is clearly good enough to play. And I've said before, you know, he's darn near 25 years old or whatever now it seems like. But you know, him coming back is a pretty big deal for Georgia too.
Hey, B.A., do you think there's any chance with the NFL season coming to an end for a lot of teams and a lot of coaching changes happening up there, any Georgia coordinators may get the call to join an NFL team in the next couple months?
Yeah, I certainly think that Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, if he had a chance to kind of go back and be the play caller again somewhere in the NFL, that's something that he might be willing to consider. You know, he was play caller in Tampa. I don't believe he was calling the plays in Cleveland, which was his last NFL stop. So if he had a chance to do that again, that might be one of those things that he'd be looking to do. And it might be one of those things where Georgia with money alone couldn't really match that because y'all know this. I mean, you know, if you're a play caller in the NFL, that's sort of the springboard to whatever job you might want.
Right.
Head coach in the NFL, head coach in college, there's no easier way to get that job by being then one of the 32 guys that gets to call offensive plays in the NFL. So if that opportunity comes Monken's way, my guess is that he might strongly consider taking that and probably would take that. And anything less than that, Georgia could probably pay him enough money that he wouldn't consider that. But to be a true offensive coordinator in the NFL, the architect of one of the league's offenses, that might be one of those things that would sway Monken to leave. And I thought that Todd's been a great offensive coordinator for Georgia. His departure, if it were to come, I would believe would be pretty significant for UGA.
Sure.
Hey, B, real quick, we got less than a minute. Hines Ward becoming a Georgia wide receiver coach is what?
I still think it's a unlikely outcome, but it's closer to being real than at one point would have because of the work that Hines has done to kind of put himself on this radar. I remember he told me, you know, when Kirby first got the job, that he wanted to be wide receivers coach of Georgia. A lot of folks rolled their eyes at the time. But since then, Randy, he's put in the work. He was on an NFL staff. He's now a college wide receivers coach. It's more real than it was before, but I still have a sneaking suspicion it's not going to come true this time. Maybe it comes true at some point in time, but maybe just not for 2022.
Hey, Brandon, thank you for the time all season long.
My man. Appreciate you, B.A.
Always fun to talk to you guys. Great to be with you.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. Always great stuff from him. Fun following him along on Saturday, too, with all the pictures and the videos of the celebration.
And Roddy, man, it was a whole lot of fun.
And Brian, too.
One thing about Roddy is every time I see a picture of Roddy's face, I'm like, damn, that is Roddy. And don't nobody get more fanish than Brian at situations like that.
I can't blame him.
He gets so fanish.
I would have done
the same thing. Look at my boy being all fanish.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't eat breakfast in the morning, so I can come to work hungry.
The Wendy Zone every single day at 11:40 here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hello, Wendy!
Wendy!
The hype horn has officially made its debut in the producer studio where my microphone has been working for a week now, guys. This is pretty exciting stuff.
How about that? Now, are you freezing or burning our boy Brian up out of there?
I'm probably burning Brian up out of here because it's very cold in these studios. And I'm grateful now that I can sit in the producer studio because I have a personal heater that I put on full blast.
Yeah.
Because, Randy, it's still very cold in here. It feels like outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but yeah, like I said, are you burning Brian up out of there? Because, I mean, I know how B gets it. You had a, because the first person that had that thing, y'all remember Tanitra tried to burn us all up in the damn, in the bullpen that one day.
Uh-huh.
Remember we were looking around like, why is it so damn hot in here?
I don't think it's hot. I think it's comfortable.
You got a damn floor heater, you know, right? Yeah.
The temperature is comfortable.
Brian, how do you feel?
So just a couple minutes ago, Wendy goes, oh, it's freezing in here. It's 72. But and then I think
the thermostat's not right.
The
guys.
Heater may or may not have turned on from that point on. So I usually just mildly sweat in here every day, even if it's cold.
Oh, God.
Well, we're just getting a sauna effect without actually having to pay to go to the sauna. But I feel like the thermostat is always wrong in here because it's definitely colder than 72 degrees. My apartment's at around anywhere between 68 and 70 degrees without my heat on, and it feels comfortable. So we're at a comfortable temperature. Well, a lot of football over the weekend, and last night was the last night of the Manning cast for the season during the Rams-Cardinals game, which you probably turned on the Manning cast because that game was a dud real fast. You always thought the Cardinals were going to come back and maybe do something, so you kept watching in hopes of that and Kyler Murray to turn things around. It didn't. So you turned on the Manning cast, and it was a pretty fun final show for the guys. One of their guests was The Rock they had on, but it wasn't necessarily The Rock saying anything sort of extravagant or out of the blue. Everybody noticed what was in the background of The Rock's screen because everybody is working from home still. It's still remote. In the background was a giant T-Rex skull.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Eventually, Eli and Peyton had to ask about this giant T-Rex skull, and here's what The Rock had to say about it.
Wait, what is it? You got a T-Rex behind you? What is that? A dinosaur?
I got a T-Rex skull, yes. It's that's Stan. As a matter of fact, so Stan was is the most complete T-Rex skull ever found by a paleontologist, a young paleontologist, and his name was Stan. So this T-Rex head was named after him. Pretty cool and badass, isn't it?
But interesting fact. So The Rock had that to say. The T-Rex skull, like you heard him say, was named Stan. So back in 2020, there was an unknown buyer of a T-Rex skull that was called Stan that sold for $31.8 million. So I don't know if that's the actual $31.8 million skull and The Rock happened to be the buyer, or it could also be a replica. But guys, just found out the replica of that T-Rex skull could be worth $11,500. So either way, The Rock either spent $11,500 on a replica, or he could have been the buyer that bought it for $31.8 million.
He got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock guy. Was The Rock making half a bill?
Yeah,
I don't think.
I don't think The Rock's got replica money.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
He's got real money.
Yeah, Rock guy. He got that kind of bread, man. Yeah, he got that bread.
And I actually think he has a house I think it's just past Douglasville, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a house here in Georgia, so I wonder if we can all go visit Stan. But is there any dinosaur bone that would be worth $31.8 million to you guys if you had the money?
Hell no.
I don't know what you do with it.
I mean, I would buy like a baby dinosaur and like take all his teeth and claws out and let him hang out in the backyard.
That's
what something you would do?
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
A real dinosaur?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm so confused.
Sounds like something you've thought about before. Like that wasn't an off the top of the head thing.
Well, my kid, my boy Samson, he loves Jurassic Park, and for some reason on some TV in his house, it's probably on sometime throughout the day, Andy. And so I sit there and I watch it with him, even though I know all the words, he knows all the words, we'll sit and watch it together sometimes. And I think about having a pet dinosaur. He's like, Daddy, what? I was like, yeah, I get all his teeth pulled out, I get him claws pulled out, and I would like get him like some shrink medicine so he wouldn't grow. Some shrink medicine and put them in the backyard.
There you go.
And then y'all come. Imagine coming by my house and there's a damn dinosaur, like, because you know.
Yeah, what
you
are we going with, Randy? I'm
going to have a rope to the fence.
Are we doing?
You know, he got to have that old jump rope leash. Yeah, like we said at the grandma's house.
What are we doing, like Velociraptor, Bronchiosaurus, or what are we doing, Randy?
Yeah, but no, like
what
one of them,
type?
Okay, I don't know what the little thing's called, but the ones that gang up and eat you.
Yeah,
how they ate the nerd, the
chubby.
No, not the raptors.
Oh, it wasn't
the
raptors.
Other ones. You remember the other little ones that came? That the dude shocked with the little thing, and then like him and his cousins came and ate his ass up. I had one of them. I think I can take on one of them. Now, I don't need him to have nobody else, but just him, yeah.
Add it to the list of animals Randy thinks he could beat up.
But, Andy, you remember what I'm talking about?
No, I
the
do.
Little one.
Is that the one that spit on him?
No, yeah, no, not the, was that the spitter?
I thought it was.
Yeah, that might be the spitter.
Yeah, that got the fat
I thought,
guy, right?
I thought it was a different one, some little ones. That.
Yeah, but you know. Like one of them is long, and you'd have to take the spit out.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I get him de-spit it.
You got to get him de-spitted, de-clawed, de-toothed. And give him the shrink medicine.
Yes.
And then I think you'd be in good shape.
I got him.
Along with a very long leash. And he stays in the backyard.
I love that The Rock had the tequila in the background and a T-Rex skull.
Man, The Rock's a man's man, dude.
He's going to get his money, too.
Like, yeah, man.
So I own a tequila company and you're going to have me on TV for an hour?
Well, yes.
That's going to be on TV a lot.
Let me put it right there in front of the camera. Yep.
Well, another guest on the Manning cast last night, Brian told a story, I believe last week, that Amazon was thinking about adding Marshawn Lynch onto their broadcast. And one of our big questions was, what is a Marshawn Lynch's analysis going to sound like and how much of a delay is there going to be? Well, I think he gave the fans sort of a preview of what it could sound like. This was Marshawn Lynch on the Manning cast last night.
Protected. Oh, what the
I don't think.
Did not look good.
Paid, I don't.
That Hold was on. Just a few minutes in there watching the play of the Rams and
I didn't know
Cardinals.
He was on last
night. I didn't know he was on last
I
night.
I must have turned it off before Marshawn came
on. Oh, yes. So not only did Marshawn Lynch swear, Travis Kelce also swore, and Peyton Manning also swore. So it's the Marshawn Lynch effect. So maybe if Amazon ends up adding Marshawn, that's just a preview of what we could be seeing. So I'm going to go with 30-second delays.
Oh, that's what I said. They're going to have to delay if they want this. What they call the FCC? Is that what them rules called?
Yep,
FCC. Okay. Yeah, they're going to have to.
That's what them rules are called.
They're going to have to delay that. I always get it mixed up with the FFC and the FCC.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I know an F's in it. Yeah, F and a C's in it. I just don't know in what order. Yeah. Hey man, I mean that's just paid, dog. I'll just tell you right now, man. Andy.
Yeah.
Did you know that Michael Buffer is worth $400 million from saying that phrase that we can't say right now because we get a damn email every 6 weeks about it?
I didn't, but good for him.
400 of them things?
He probably has a T-Rex skull in his house,
he probably
too.
Do, too, man. Michael Buffer, like, he got some freaky stuff. Like, he got some...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's into some weird stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Like, for sure.
Yes, sir. He got one of them rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the swing and
yes,
all that.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I 100% agree with that. All right, we'll come back
Leather
and
mask,
get into
zippers. Yes, that's him.
He's got a gimp costume. We'll get into the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.